You're listening to Zargaze Pulse, home to weekly news and updates on all things Zargaze. Now for your host, Duncan Scott.
Welcome. Welcome back to what is now episode 4 of Zargaze Pulse. Time is absolutely flying by. I am your host, Duncan Scott, and this week feels like a real inflection point for not only us here at Zargaze, but the wider crypto market. I don't really intend to use this forum to talk about the wider markets because there's plenty of podcasts out there, but just with the Ethereum ETF launch, we got Bitcoin conference happening right now, more and more mainstream positive narratives. Seems like we're on the cusp of something pretty special. I'm excited. And we are starting to see some special things here in Zargaze too. I'm going to fully get into it in this episode. Before I do, remember to do all the usual things. Leave a 5-star rating and a review. Come and join me over on X throughout the week. I'm at hashd, that's H-A-S-H-D. So let's dive in and start the show.
Community question of the week.
This week, a few people on X have been asking me a similar sort of question, which is quite difficult to give a straight answer to because it's really personal preference. But I thought it'd be good to just to discuss the options here so you're all fully in the know. The topic was summed up quite nicely by the user at AluKevy, I hope I said that right, who simply asked me, should I buy tickets or save coins? And this theme is really about you guys accumulating coins within the platform through playing the games and doing the quests and what to do with those coins. Now, what I can say is that at the moment, during season 2, there are two things that you can do with your coins. The first is to buy a golden raffle ticket for 2 million coins. And that ticket will give you two things. The first thing that ticket does is give you a guaranteed allocation of Zargaze tokens at RTGE. So you'll be able to open the ticket and they will have a random amount of Zargaze tokens in them for you to have in your account. The second thing that that ticket does for you is enter you into the monthly raffle for a Zargaze gaming NFT. Now, if you've had a chance to read our white paper, you'll know that the gaming NFTs are the top tier best way, gives you the most rights, the most access to the Zargaze platform once we launch. So a very special prize to have. And some of you listening to this may have been lucky enough to already have one through the raffle in season 1. So congratulations. And we'll be doing the raffle for season 2 at the beginning of August when season 2 ends. If you are thinking about getting tickets, do it before the end of the month so you make sure that you enter that raffle. The second thing that you can do with your coins at the moment is to save up to 10 million and to buy yourself an artifact box. Now, an artifact box is very different because it has nothing really to do directly with Zargaze tokens at RTGE, but what it will give you is lifetime boosters within Zargaze. Those boosters might be increase in staking rewards, it might be a boost of lifetime royalty points, which will help you get and generate more tokens each day throughout playing the games. It might give you boosts within each game or within genre of game. And these are extremely limited. So there's going to be a lot of users that don't have these boosters, so we'll set you apart from them. So are extremely valuable in that respect. And the thing to note about these and actually the tickets is that both are going to be tradable assets on our marketplace. So you'll be able to sell the artifact box to other users. You'll even be able to open the artifact and then sell it to other users, or you'll be able to sell your tickets as well. So perks for both there, and we'll let you know when the marketplace is available for you guys. As I said, I can't really tell you which one to do because they're different, but they are the two options for season 2. Let me know what you decide to do with your coins. There's no wrong decision. So let me know over on X and keep your questions coming in. I'll answer them throughout the week and hopefully feature you on the podcast next week.
Latest news and updates from Zargaze.
The dev team have been flying this week. Huge shout out to everybody behind the scenes here working so hard to get some massive updates for us all for this week. I don't even know where to start. There's so much to talk about here. So let's try and whiz through it all. But I'm going to just concentrate a lot of this effort on what we've updated with inside the Telegram bot and the platform, because there's so much new and cool stuff there. And we've got even more good stuff coming up very soon. First thing, daily quests we launched this week. So another great way for you guys to be able to accumulate coins every day, as well as getting your hands on diamonds and emeralds, just by completing 6 different quests every day. And each quest is going to be slightly different. So we've got quests around the games, we've got quests around social, checking the news, and we've got a quiz. So make sure you do check out and read the white paper. I will put a link in the show notes below to that to help you guys with the quiz, but keep doing those quests because they'll get you a load more coins and some diamonds and emeralds to help you accumulate your balances. Speaking of quests, this morning did a huge update, and part of that update was to rework the dragon fruit booster. So now the dragon fruit booster is going to give you a 100% coin bonus for you and your first level friends for all of the quests that you complete. What to do? Go to the store first before you complete the quests, get your dragon fruit, then go back and do the quests, and you'll get double the rewards for it. The booster lasts 24 hours, so you should actually as well be able to get 2 boosts from 1 dragon fruit if the next day you just do the quests slightly earlier in the day before the 24 hours runs out. Pretty cool. The second major update that you guys have been smashing my Twitter feed about all morning since we updated it last night is the rework to the invites and the friends referrals. We've just simplified the mechanism, so it's a lot easier for you guys to be able to follow and see who you've invited and how many invites and rewards you've got. We've increased the amount of invites that you can have all the way up to 50 people now to get rewards for. And we've also gone back and retrospectively added all of these amazing new upgrades and balances to people that have already invited friends. So if you've already invited 50 friends up till now, you're going to log in and see all of those extra coins in your account. So you'll be rich. It was something that was a bit of a no-brainer for us, and we wanted to do for you as our earliest believers. And we've always said that if you're here first, you deserve the best rewards. So if we come out with something that is going to be better for new people, we're always going to make sure that you are retrospectively rewarded those as well, because we want you to be in the best place possible and not just new people coming on board later and being able to get better rewards than you did, because that's not fair. Right. Also within the game this week, we've seen the launch of Amakin. And in today's update, you'll be able to get straight into the Amakin game from the home screen. You can now choose to play either the Retro Drop game or the Amakin Survival game. And as we go through and add more games, this screen will just look ever more like a platform and ever more like we want it to be when we fully launch, with our huge catalogues of games for you to be able to go and choose, play what you like, and then get rewarded for your playtime within that game. So another huge update there. We have also given you the opportunity to start adding your wallets to your account. And obviously, as we go through the process and we start dropping NFTs and start having more ownership of your assets and start doing more airdrops, those wallets will be extremely useful for you guys to be able to own and claim your rewards. One thing to note about that is please make sure at this stage that it is an Ethereum wallet and it is not linked to any exchange. That will not be accepted. So it has to be a custodial wallet on the Ethereum network. Okay, some great updates. If you haven't been into the app yet this morning on Friday, the day of recording, then please do dive in. Hopefully you'll see a load more coins. You now know what to do with the coins because we've just dressed it with the tickets and the artifact boxes. And let's dive in and let me tell you what we've got coming up.
What is coming up soon?
No sooner than dropping one additional game into the platform with Amakin that we're going to be launching another game into the platform for you. We touched upon it last week, but we're getting very close to the final integrations with our next game, World Shards. Hope to bring you that in the next week or two. I was lucky enough this week to catch up with the World Shards team, have a chat with them, find out a lot more about it. So excited to be able to dive in and play this with you. I did an interview with them that I'm going to be dropping as a special podcast around the launch. So do make sure that you subscribe to the podcast so that you get that in your feed as soon as it is out. We've also got coming up next week the end of season two, as I alluded to earlier. That will be the end of the golden tickets for season two, the end of the diamond tickets for season two. So get as many as you can before the end of July. And I'm going to be doing the raffle for the NFTs on the 1st of August. So we'll be doing a stream for that. We will post a link to the announcements channel so you can come in, watch the stream, keep your fingers crossed, and hopefully you'll be a winner of a lucky gaming NFT. Lastly, the Community Champions is going mad. I asked for you guys to apply last week. You heard the call. You have been applying in your thousands now. So I have a lot of work to do over the next few days in reaching out to each and every one of you that are kind enough to apply and say that you want to be a part of this group. I am blown away by the reaction, and I cannot wait to get as many of you as possible into that group and start working with you all to make Zargates even better. There's not many communities and there's not many projects out there that really kind of embrace what their users want and what they're saying. And yeah, they say, yeah, you know, we are user centric and this, but they have a core team that make all the decisions. And that's not what we're about. We're doing this for your fun, for your enjoyment. And this Community Champions group is really part of that and your way to give feedback and really be a part of the team that we are really excited to have you on board with. So I'm going to be going through all of that. It's not too late to apply. Just head to our announcements channel on Telegram. You'll find the application form there and I will reach out to you in the coming days. Okay, great fun today. Do keep hitting me up on X with your questions and your support. We've got a lot coming up for you in the next couple of weeks, and I will see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow all our social channels, and we will see you next week.